This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. China's National Health Commission said Sunday that 139 more people have died from the coronavirus. That brings the death toll to more than 1,650. Meanwhile, Reuters correspondent Adam Reed reports the United States and Japan are working to evacuate U.S. citizens from a stranded cruise ship that's been docked in Yokohama.
Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the epidemic remains an unpredictable threat.
Let me be clear. It's impossible to predict which direction this epidemic will take.
That comes as Japan and the U.S. are coordinating the return of around 400 American citizens aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship still quarantined in Yokohama. They will enter another 14-day period of quarantine once they return home to ensure the virus doesn't spread. Japan's health minister said the return of the passengers to the United States will make it easier to care for the 285 confirmed coronavirus cases on board.
That's Adam Reed of Reuters. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper urged world leaders Saturday to wake up to China's efforts to influence world affairs, maintaining that Beijing's plans include achieving its goals by any means necessary. Esper was speaking at the Munich Security Conference. He emphasized the United States does not seek conflict with China, but he did voice concern over what he said were China's goals to modernize its military by 2035 and to dominate Asia militarily by 2049. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi dismissed Esper's comments, accusing him of, in his words, telling lies. This is VOA News.